Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
The fact that Michael Lorenzen threw a no-hitter and no shot, he's in my playoff rotation now.
Well, yeah, zero. And I would honestly, I would start transitioning to the bullpen soon.
I think it's, yeah. I think one
more start, maybe one or two, and then get him there. You want the last few weeks of the season, you want him pitching on the pen.
You want to know what you have, obviously.
What you have, exactly, yeah.
And Ranger's back now, so it's not like they need the starter.
So let's do the playoff rotation thing, because I think it feels pretty standard right now, right? I mean, Wheeler's the one. There you go.
We know Wheeler's the one. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's where we are.
I think it's gonna be.
It's gonna be Nola.
It's gonna be Nola two. It's gonna be Ranger or Taiwan three, and the other one four. Like that's what's likely going to be the playoff rotation. I mean, look, I still as far like of those three. Look, Wheeler, goat. Like just carry us, buddy. But. Of those other three, I still trust Ranger the most. Like without a doubt.
I hope that Taiwan Walker enjoys the Kyle Gibson role from last year. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. He's probably gonna win like 17, 18.
He's gonna like 18. Yeah, I mean he's 15-5.
It's just like I know what that's gonna look like in the postseason. Mm-hmm. The first couple of innings are just brutal.
It's a disaster.
Like
I don't get it. Like, can't you be like, all right, Taiwan, like, the game starts at 6:10 instead of 6:40. Go throw in the bullpen like you would pitch in a game. Like, I don't understand how he can just come out and every single time. Like, how is he not ready? Like, I don't get it.
And when if it's the NLDS and you're facing the Braves, you're facing the Dodgers.
God, those guys will jump all over him. The Dodgers, oh my God, like Muncy and Freeman, all these guys are just
now. I guess the counter.
Him.
I guess the counter is if he's won 18 games with like a 4-5
ERA.
Win
games when he's there, buddy.
Then I guess you gotta get the offense. Yeah. You know, maybe the offense shows up more when Taiwan's out there. I don't know. He's just. I don't enjoy watching him pitch.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to put it. That's how I feel.
I just not.
But to your point, like I don't know what it is. Like the Phillies score for the dude. Like the Phillies just hit when Taiwan's on the hill.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we got to pick this guy up
today.
Yeah,
it's always, well, we're going to have to score today.
Got to score today.
Like he's in the bullpen. They're in the dugout like, all right, we know what we got to do today.
We got to get to it, man. We're going to be in a hole today, boys. Yeah. It's a comeback win today.
Exactly right. We're going to be down by four, and then we're going to come back, and Taiwan's going to tweet out after the game. Like,
thanks for picking me up,
it's
house.
Like times. There's been like this.
Which, you know, not to make a lie, like, I do appreciate that. I think that is really nice that he does that. Don't you? I mean, come on.
It's nice.
It's nice. Because they're picking him up.
Of course.
Let's be honest. He needs to thank some people.
He does. He does. So, yeah, it's what a playoff rotation that is. We got our guy, Wheels. And by the way, they better win game one.
Oh, my God. Like, we had a caller call up today, and it's one of those things where you're like, come on. But it's also like, maybe, like, he's like, can we get a Bumgarner type postseason from Wheeler where he's like starting three games or starting two and coming in for five innings of relief? Like, I mean, I'd trust him in that situation more than anyone. Like, let's go.
Can they for the final month of the year, yeah. I'm not saying it's got to be Nola, it's got to be Ranger, but can one of you?
Yeah.
You just go on a run.
I will provide some optimism in this specific area.
Awesome.
In that we get very myopic and focused on the Phillies because we watch them every day and we care about them. Myopic, yes. Do you know what myopic means?
No.
It means that you're like focusing on something little. Like you focus on one little thing instead of the big picture.
And I always use holistic. Huh. I'm using looking down.
Okay.
Upon the yeah.
That's sure.
You're a myopic guy.
Yes, that's me.
I'm a holistic guy.
Yeah, they're not exactly antonyms or whatever it be, but
they're close enough.
Sure.
I don't think antonym's the right
Isn't
word.
Isn't it antonym? Synonym and
synonym.
Antonym. Well, no, buddy. Mm. Synonym means the same.
Right.
Antonym means opposite, which is what we were.
Antonym.
Do you want to go here? Is this what we're doing?
Antonym Skywalker.
Here's my optimism, that we focus so much on the Phillies. That was really good.
Thank you.
Focus so much on the Phillies. We watch the Phillies every night. We don't watch the Braves every night. We don't watch the Dodgers every night. Like, it's not like these teams have great starting pitching.
Well,
in fact, the Dodgers just lost their best starting pitcher, and he's very unlikely to be back this season, I would guess. So
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, and nor should he. I mean, you know, seems like a scumbag. But
now, I feel like I do have to watch the Cubs every night now.
I know.
Impending.
Well, and the Cubs actually, but like, they got guys like Jordan Wicks just going out and like Assad, like this guy Assad, like Javier Assad or whatever. It's like,
well, like I'm
who
glad,
is he? He's awesome.
I'm glad that Saya Suzuki is great. That makes me happy.
I mean, and Hap's crushing.
And
again.
I wish Morel was a Phil. That's there's one player in baseball I want to be a Phil. It's Morel.
Is David Ross a good manager, I guess? It seems like I'm just saying it. Like, I don't know why they're so good. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But point being that, like, I do think that, you know, the Phillies aren't the only one heading into the playoffs without enough starting pitching, is what I'm trying to say.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. I mean, it's been a problem in the whole sport.
Yeah, and they can hit. So you know what? Like, yeah, the Braves can hit, the Dodgers can hit, but so can the Phillies. Like, over the last month, the Phillies have been better.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and that's the big part. That's the big, takeaway from, you know, they lose the game Tuesday, and the fact they just bounced back normally and scored five runs. It was like,
thank
okay.
goodness.
Because then it could be like, all right, well, the shutout was obviously a blip in the radar because, I mean, run production wise, they've been very good.
They've been great.
And they had, again, best offense in baseball since August 1st.
Most home runs by a wide margin since August 1st.
Yep. It was nice that they just normally bounce back and got right back to being able to hit the baseball, hit some home runs. I mean, because they had, a seven-game multi-home run streak heading into it.
Yeah,
and they obviously shut out, snapped that. They went right back to having multi-home runs. So that was exciting. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, and again, it's huge. And look, I mean, the end of August, September, Schwarber, whatever you want to call it, I mean, he is freaking locked in right now. He might get 50 home runs this year. He's gonna hit more home runs than he did last year.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought that was coming early in the season. The OPS is well over 8 now. I mean, the average, again, I keep saying it, look out, Mario. We're coming close, buddy.
I know.
That Mendoza line, it's going to get crossed, I think. He had a single last night. What a throw.
Oh, man. I do want him to stop hitting singles.
Yeah,
I want him to end the year.
When he hit that, because he had the homer first and then had the single last night, I was like, damn. I actually, because the way it like almost looked like it was going to bounce over Tatis's head the way he played it. Like, he kind of like jumped weird and I was like, go over his head. give it a double. Like, I'm so with you. Yeah. It's just fun.
Like, again, like, Ronald Acuna can have his little 30-60 year.
Yeah, no big
right?
deal. Which is probably going to be like a 35-70 year, but no big deal.
No big deal. Schwarber ending the year with more home runs and singles is
here's what I'll say. I think we've all, like, I know that high hopes, we were out in front of this, but I think we've all kind of ended the leadoff thing. Like, it's over. Like, they win baseball games when this guy's the leadoff hitter. But honestly, and you know, like, I always, sports are supposed to be fun, I know, and all that, and I always say it, but it's true. Like, Kyle Schwarber's fun to have on your team. Like, this dude, except when he's playing defense, this dude is fun. Like, he's fun to watch. It's fun to know that every time that dude comes up to the plate, there's a pretty decent chance he's going to hit one of the furthest home runs you've ever seen. Like, you know, it's awesome.
It's not very often he hits cheapies.
They're all, yeah, exactly. The only time it's a cheapie is when it goes off the end of the bat and just kind of like makes its way out, because it's like, of course that guy can hit it out of the end of the bat.
I mean, 466 yesterday.
He's just fun to watch, man. He's fun to have on your, obviously he's fun to root for as a person and a player. We know the clubhouse stuff that we've talked about so much, that Dabrowski talked about and all that, but he just seems like, to your point, you've said this so many times, he seems like a good dude. Like, he's fun to root for. He's fun to watch play.
And plus, I mean, there has to be, what, every kid in the Delaware Valley playing, you know, wiffle ball. Emulating the Schwarber swing.
Boom!
Yeah.
I mean, it is a tight, compact swing. It's a great swing.
Schwarbombs. It's great.
My daughter, Zoe, loves saying Schwarbombs.
Good.
She's always, we're always like, Zoe Schwarber's up and go, Schwarbomb! Schwarbomb! It's quite adorable.
Good. And
the fun thing is, he hits them a lot of the time. It's a Schwarbomb. It's like Schwarbomb! It's great.
Great. He's good. Okay, he's good.
He's good.
It's okay.
He's a really good player. He's good. I'm happy he's on the team.
Take up batting average.
I'm really happy he's on the team.
If you just X'd it out and just said,
every other number is fine. And don't ever play defense.
And strikeouts are not great. But
strikeouts are what they are. Find me the guy who has 41 home runs who doesn't strike out a lot.
And I love the whole, it doesn't move runners along. It's like,
we are small ball guys. Are you kidding me?
I love fundamental baseball.
We're the guys who, when the freaking extra runner thing happened, we're like, why does every team not bunt automatically every freaking time? What are we doing here? Like, we're all about it.
I'm a big manufacturer run guy.
Yeah.
That's a sign of winning baseball.
You're damn right.
But like, relax. Also, I believe he's above major league average in getting runners on third with less than two outs.
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising.
He hit the ball in the air. Yeah. He's pretty good at that.
Very good at that, yeah.
So he's just a good player. He's a good player.
I agree. And he's fun. I think he's fun to have on your team.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he can be infuriating. I get that. But I think it's way more fun than infuriating.